Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
And what's the story, which is... It's another bonus episode of the Staller podcast where we answer your listener questions.
When you send them in, we answer them.
We do. We try our best to, at the very least. Yeah,
at the very least.
At the very, very least. Hope you've had a nice Easter break.
Yeah, I hope Santi brought you loads of Easter eggs. How are you, Owen?
Hello.
What's the crack?
Yeah, the usual.
Do you have any eggs?
A couple. Do you want a question?
And an egg.
Okay.
I prefer an egg, but I'll take a question.
I don't have a question to start off with, but it's...
Statement?
A statement.
Good.
It's from Elaine.
Towards Joe?
It's about Joe.
Good.
Yeah. So Elaine says, Owen, all caps, 1, 2, 3, 4 exclamation points.
Ooh.
Further to my email below. Elaine's email below was from December 6, 2023. She said, you cannot leave the lads, especially Joe, unsupervised. I need to remain on the podcast as an ever-present fact-checking guardian. This was after Joe claimed the world would explode in 4,000 years.
I remember that.
I don't remember that.
Well, there you go. So Elaine wasn't a fan of that, and she came back after last week's episode with the crystals. So Elaine said, further to my email below, that lad Joe is out of control. He needs to be reined in. He's a model to join a cult. Crystals indeed. Laughing face. Look what happened the last time you went. Highly entertaining episode. Love the lads.
I'd love to join a cult.
Yeah, we know.
I feel like it's a really tight-knit community. Like, any community that's so close together that would call themselves a cult, I'm like, that's nice.
It's nice to feel welcomed and just part in a little community, like, and a part of something, yeah, for you. Not for me.
You don't want to be part of a cult?
No. Do you want?
No.
I'm happy with just like not being a part of a cult.
I think there's lots of downsides you're probably overlooking there, Joe.
Like what?
We went through this last week.
Yeah, I don't know if there's...
I don't think people need to hear more.
There's probably stuff you inside a bear and boring you.
Yeah, I wouldn't be into that. Like, I wouldn't be into dying for a cult or anything. But the community, so I just think they sound interesting.
Yeah. So,
Dean says...
We've finished that one?
Yeah.
What?
We spent a long time talking about crystals and cults in the last 2 weeks.
No worries. Thanks.
People
for the,
probably need a break.
Thanks for the email.
Oh, I got another crystal as well in the post. I don't know what it's called then. I have two crystals now.
Is it the meth one?
Yeah. Lovely, man. Lovely shit.
I'll be doing that now.
Dean says, love the Potter.
The Potter?
Right.
Dean is going to the live show. He's right up the front.
Oh, Mahu.
So, firstly... He starts off, I just want to say I agree with Joe.
On what? Hey, on everything?
No.
The world's going to blow up?
No. Oppenheimer is very overrated.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking about my other controversial opinions I have on cult classic movies. For example, I think both The Dark Knight and Pulp Fiction are crap and boring. I get a lot of abuse when I share this with people.
The Dark Knight and Pulp Fiction are boring.
And crap. I also think Godfather Part 1 shits all over Godfather Part 2. If it wasn't for the prequel segments with Robert De Niro, it would be unwatchable for me. So Dean's question is, what controversial or unpopular opinions do you have on well-loved movies? This is just related to films in this instance.
Right. Burritos are shit. No, that's not a film, but shit.
Do you like Pulp Fiction and The Dark Knight?
I really do like them.
Do you really, though?
Yeah.
You love,
I love
Pulp
the
Fiction.
I like Pulp Fiction. I love The Dark Knight.
I felt The Dark Knight was a bit too long.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bit crap, though, isn't it?
The
Dark Knight where he's trying to get out of the hole for about an hour.
In The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, okay.
With Bane.
Well, then that one is good. But the Dark Knight is shit, then.
It's just a chant they do in the cave.
Is The Dark Knight the one where
the boy didn't need a rope? Sorry.
Where he goes to the snow with Liam Neeson?
That's Batman Begins.
Oh, well, that's
the one in the middle is The Dark Knight with the Joker, Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's shite, no?
It's fucking brilliant.
It's not shite.
And isn't Two-Face the main villain in that film as well?
No.
No, he only comes in the last half hour.
Oh.
Harvey Dent.
I felt that was unnecessary.
Mm. Bit cramped.
Anyway, do you have any opinions about films?
Well, I think Oppenheimer was pretty shit.
I disagree. I watched it again.
Again?
For a second time, yeah.
And you still thought it was good?
I think I thought it was better this time.
Oh, Jesus.
Einstein
in it and everything, for God's sake.
That's what happened. He met Einstein.
No, but it just seems like they're just fucking shoehorning it for the sake. Like, it didn't really add anything to the plot.
Anyway, do you have any opinions on that?
No.
No, okay.
Not that I can think of, sorry.
That's okay. Grace says she titles her email... Crystals.
Fucking hell.
Hi guys, I love the show. It's one of only two I listen to every single week.
What's the other one?
I'd like to know what the other one is.
Tell him Steve Dave.
Tell him Steve Dave.
Tell him Steve Dave.
Okay.
Okay.
So Grace says, not so much a question, but she wanted to share this regarding Crystals.
Not many questions anymore. More just like...
People just tell us what they think.
I don't like films.
Grace says, there is definitely energy in Crystals.
Hey, good woman, Grace.
The fact that crystals were or are used to pick up radio waves, I think, proves that point.
Yes.
Can people harness or tune into crystal energy for their own progression? That depends entirely on the person, Grace believes.
Yeah, because you're enough to believe it.
I've made my stance clear on this in the previous main episode. Don't need to go over it again.
But they literally do have energy. Like, and if you take into account like a watch...
That was in his ass. Was in his ass for 5 years.
Yeah, it's built up atomically, uniformed, and has
little
and
jacket,
moves
the uniform.
Yeah, yeah, and has energy.
So that's a fact. Oh, we're just gonna get back into that now, aren't we?
Paul from Dunmore East contacts us again.
Again, back from Dunmore.
How
Paul,
are you doing,
Paul? Our correspondent from Amish country.
Yeah, how are you doing, Paul?
Right.
Good to hear you.
Hello again from Dunmore East.
Hello.
Yes, East, Joe, he says. Because every time I say Dunmore East, you have this question over how there's a Dunmore East.
I'm like, it's just Dunmore. Just say Dunmore.
Yeah, Paul clarified that the last time he emailed us. Paul emailed, he says, I emailed a secondary school teacher asking what subjects should be added and what should be dropped. And he firstly wanted to respond to your suggestions that you had. Joe suggested more IT-related studies. I can reassure Joe, coding is taught in a lot of schools, particularly in transition year. We also hope to add computer science as a subject in our school for senior cycle. Then Darren talked about how we should teach students to look after themselves.
Mental health.
Yeah.
I remember that.
He may be glad to know that well-being classes are now standard for junior cycle students.
There you go.
Unfortunately, it really depends on how schools run these classes, and often it is seen as a waste of time and does nothing for their well-being instead being hated by students, but not always. And then Paul was listening to an episode recently and he wanted to pull Joe up.
Brilliant.
On two things, if he could.
Two? Ah, brilliant.
First of all, he took issue with you saying you wouldn't travel to Kilbarrick. He said, you said you wouldn't travel to Kilbarrick for a decent fry-up, despite that you would go to Donnymead.
Donnymead is closer.
Paul's making the point that it's not that much closer. And then point two, issue two he wants to raise with you is, when talking about being buried, Joe said he didn't want a metal casket. Instead, he wanted a linen cloth where he could just decay and return to nature. He said, and I quote... I turn into maggots and then into mushrooms. Paul says, how is this, Joe? How do you go from the larval stage of a fly and turn into a fungus? More surprisingly, Owen said nothing. Owen, have you given up challenging Joe, or are there just too many things he says wrong to deal with them all? Paul, I would direct you to last week's episode. I think I spent a long time challenging various claims and assumptions on Joe's behalf, but also there is too much stuff.
It's great to just be a spectator for all this shy and just sit back when we get the emails and be like, nice.
So what would happen is linen cloth wrapped up in the ground, you rot, you decay.
Mm-hmm.
You would, like, you know, flies, everything would, you would turn into maggots. maggots would die, the earth would eat it up, the earth is like 90% fucking fungi, and then you turn into mushrooms, you blossom, wildlife eats you, you become part of wildlife.
The earth is 90% fungi.
Yeah.
90.
Where'd you get that from?
It's a mad statistic.
You said that with such confidence. You know that?
That's the conviction that I say everything. Google that.
No.
He's only doing it. He's messing with us now.
The earth, I'm not talking about the water. I'm not talking about the water, even though there is fungi in the water. The earth is like 90% fungus.
I'm going to Google this for a forced.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And that's the cycle of life. That is literally then the cycle of life, and yeah, it continues on and on and on. Like we are very closely related to fungus, humans. Facts. These are facts.
Paul,
more than 90% of the Earth's crust is composed of minerals, silicate minerals. Silicate, okay. Is that right?
Sure.
Making silicone the second most abundant element in the Earth's crust. Silicon links up with oxygen to form the most common minerals on Earth, which isn't fungus.
Do you know how much of the Earth is fungus?
Much.
Right, you said 90%, right? I'm actually surprised by this. This is higher than I thought it would be. But anyway, the world's biomass, 2% is fungus.
It's thereabouts, like.
It is a percent. He was right with the second bit.
That's true.
Multiple. 2% of the... I thought it was a lot higher than that now.
You're watching too much of The Last of Us.
Darren, if Joe called you over to do some very simple DIY in his house...
Yes.
What would you secretly do to his house to freak him out?
To my house?
Yeah. That's from Melanie.
To scare him, like. Or to annoy him that, like, something else is broke now. Freak him out, is it?
Probably scare him, I guess.
Okay.
Would you put something in the wall or under the sink or like in a pipe or something, something that makes noise?
Maybe put like a letter under something. Like from someone that's who previously lived there or could have settled there
a long time ago
and say like something like get out while you can or I actually take something from the podcast that he told us about his gaff, like the time that woman or something was in the room. You felt the woman in the room while you're playing that car game, the fucking...
Oh, yeah.
What's Rocket that called? League. Rocket League. Haunted while playing Rocket League. I'd probably just, like, do something like that. Say there's a woman here. You need to get out while you can. She comes along at 1 a.m, but only when you're playing Rocket League. Even though Rocket League wasn't out when we lived here, but it was Crash Bandicoot then, but, like, for you, it's Rocket League.
Me mate David.
So get out.
Was in my house one day and I was having a shower one day. And you know when the room gets steamy?
Yeah, and the alarm goes off and the fire brigade ends up a check off.
No.
Happened to me.
Did it?
Yeah, I talked about that before.
But when the room gets steamy, there was a handprint on the mirror and it said get out underneath it.
Have you done that?
And I was like, what the fuck? And then I was telling my mates, like, oh, this fucking weird shit happened. I was saying it tomorrow. I was like, did you fucking see that hand print on the mirror upstairs? No. Then I found out that it was my mate that done it one of the days.
Am I afraid?
Yeah. Fucking shitting it. A hand print. And then a fucking message underneath that saying, get out. I thought that was pretty scary.
Get out.
The beauty of this plan, Darren, with the letter is that you'll be using Joe's whole worldview against him. You'll be weaponizing his hunger to believe.
I'm so open-minded. Yeah. That's
I'd creep in your window at night when you're asleep. All the house asleep.
That's definitely more sinister.
That's dark. Right? That's dark.
And I'd stand there while you're asleep, right? And throw a cat at you.
Yeah. Do you know what I'd do to you? I'd get a little Bluetooth speaker and hide it down the back of your couch. And then in the middle of the night, like 3 o'clock, I'd just play a woman crying. and you'd be like, what the fuck is that?
I feel like
and it, then I'd stop it, but I'd only play it for like 30 seconds, so you'd never get a chance to find out where the sound was actually coming from.
Okay, the question was from me. But that's kind of scary.
Wouldn't that be terrifying?
Do you know what I do?
What would you do?
I'd jump in your window at night.
Would you?
And I'd stand there and throw a cat at you.
You'd jump through the window?
I'd jump through the window, actually. Burst through the window. Triple glazed window. Boom, head first. Roll onto the ground. And then I go, get out! Get out while you can, Joe! And then throw a cat at you.
Do you know what I'd do?
What?
I'd get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I'd go to your house and I'd get like a remote control and I'd keep turning the telly on at 3 in the morning and leaving it on MTV bass.
I don't have that.
Trevor Nelson.
MTV. Who's Trevor Nelson?
Who
the fuck is Trevor Nelson?
He's in your house.
Do you know what I'd do?
What would you do?
I'd go in, I'd jump through your window at 3 in the morning in the sitting room window.
Yeah.
And I would rob your couch.
Oof.
And then I'd let a big fart off in the hall. And I go, smell me power.
Do you know what I'd do?
What?
I'd go in. What?
What?
I'd go into your house at 3 o'clock in the morning and dye Frank's hair blonde.
I've always wanted a blonde pug.
Did you?
Yeah. It's not really scary.
Isn't it?
Do you know what I'd do? What would you just do? Give us one before we go.
What would you do to us? What would you do to me?
you, Joe, I would leave. I'd definitely be in the same area as what Darren was originally planning.
Jump through the window and throw a cat at him?
No, I'd put a postcard from the future on your fridge.
Yeah. Give us one where you jump through the window.
Do you know what I'd do to you, Owen?
I really want them to do it.
Do you know what I'd do to you, Owen?
I feel like you have the window jumping market. You've mastered that. I couldn't possibly top.
Please just give us one.
What? Just me jumping through a window?
Yeah, but then what would you do when you jump through the window into his bedroom?
Tell him that you jumped through the window.
Whose window?
Joe's window.
My window.
I jumped through Joe's window.
And?
Oh.
Do you know what I'd do to you, Owen?
Oh, go on.
Jump through your window. And I'd leave a crystal on your kitchen table. And you'd be like, how the fuck did that get there?
Oh, fairness, yeah. Now, if I woke up and found Moonrock hidden in small parts in Larry's house, that would probably freak me out.
That would be creepy.
Yeah.
So I'd do to you.
What? Right, we're stopping this now.
I'd jump through your window and I'd open your press and rob your toy grain curry.
Do you know what I'd do to you? I'd sneak into your house.
All right. Thanks very much.
Oh, good boy. Thank you for listening. Listen on Wednesday.
I really want to say another one.
Go on.
Send your questions to
stala@goloudnow.com.
And if you don't, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll jump through your window and I'll do a floss and then throw a cat at you and then have a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And then jump back out the window. And get in your car. Drive your car out of the garden. And pull the handbrake, do a tumble, and then I go.
Fade you. It's over, Darren. It's over. Fade out. It's over, Darren.